just a quick reminder, this entire day on KLOS is dedicated to Marine vet Mark Montoya. Thanks for listening, dude, to KLOS Semper Fi, sir. How you doing,
Appreciate
Kevin?
Appreciate that. I'm good.
Dude, it's Friday.
It is Friday, yes.
Yes, I'm so freaking happy.
95.5 KLOS. It is the Kevin and Sligo Show on a Friday afternoon. Which means between 5 and 7, we do all requests.
Loud party music. Yes. We need to know what you need to start your weekend, and it needs to be loud.
Every single Friday, we do 2 hours of that. So yeah. It depends on your requests. We'll go as weird as we can.
Yes.
If we have stuff, we'll play it.
And we played Baby Got Back like 57 times this week.
That is true.
Sir Mix a great deal.
Instant turn-ons and offs in the 4 o'clock hour.
Like as soon as they do whatever
you see that thing, you don't know anything else about him. You go, that's my type of person.
That's the best.
Or that's not my type of person.
Hey, by the way, yesterday we were taking predictions on the the Lakers and Nuggets game.
Yes. Night,
which was a little brutal.
Yeah.
It was a little rough.
Yeah, it was.
Ended up being 108 for freaking Nuggets and 103 for Lakers. So the closest one, if someone had hit the nail on the head with the two scores, we were going to send him out to a power trip. I think we need to start doing that a lot.
Doing that a lot?
Doing that contest a lot. You know, whenever there's some major sporting event or whatever, let's just take guesses and if someone wins. So the closest was the that guy, Jeff, who had the nerve to the Nuggets, but he was way off 121, so he didn't win. So I don't know. Maybe we don't give
it
to anybody.
I hate that guy, Jeff. Celtics fan.
Maybe we don't give it to anybody who roots for another team.
Nah, I like that. I do like that. I would have had a hard time giving it to him.
Yeah. I mean, automatically disqualified.
Weird laws on the program today.
Alrighty.
The best reporter in the world.
This is opposed to the worst we had just the other day was asking about, hey, your mom died. How was that?
How about Mother's Day, huh? Talking to him during the game.
So this is a good one, huh?
And one American dollar is coming up next.
Sweet.
On 95.5 KLOS.
That song right there makes me think of a catalog thing, whatever we should do for Give Me Five one of these days.
A theme?
Yeah, songs that mention other bands. They mention Kiss.
Oh, that's not bad.
That. So like songs that mention other bands. Cheap Trick talking about Kiss there.
Make a note.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah, that'll happen.
Remember yesterday we were talking about the old Bachelor?
Oh, yeah, the new, because the writers are going on strike, and by the way, good on them.
They deserve it, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a lot of reality programming cropping up again.
Yeah, because they don't use writers. So in this particular one, the Bachelor franchise is adding the old Bachelor. They call it the Golden Bachelor.
But you call it?
I call it the old Bachelor.
Yeah, or the oldster.
The oldster, yeah. And we talked about this yesterday. And then I saw this headline today. Mm-hmm. Infection rates among seniors have quadrupled in some states over the last decade.
So this is just encouraging it.
Doctors blame elderly dating apps, carefree attitudes, and ease of access to Viagra.
That's true.
For one American dollar today.
Oh, yeah. All right.
The category is the average STD prevalence per 100,000 people in adults 55 and older. So it's states, the top 10 states that are the worst with STDs with people 55 and over.
That are having the most fun.
Yes. There was one, let me see if I can find it. There was one doctor who was talking about people coming in, and she was really surprised at their age because they had an STD. She said this one woman was dragging her oxygen tank behind her.
Oh, man, but she's getting it on.
Yes.
Good for her.
Yes.
So but come on, people. If you don't know by now to do safe sex, what are you gonna do?
Well, here's the thing. I think oldsters aren't afraid of getting pregnant.
Yeah, but, well, that's true.
You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of...
That's what someone said about this new series. There won't be very many pregnancies on it, most likely. By the way, One American Dollar is brought to you by... Well, it should be by Viagra.
It should, yes.
But it's brought to you by Yamaval Resort and Casino at San Manuel. Spend One American Dollar, Yamaval. Maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit yamaval.com. I'm thinking, So
the states with the highest.
Yeah, highest rate of STD in 55 plus.
Yep.
So I'm going to go with some, retiree vills. I'm going to say Florida.
Florida.
It's got to be on the list. Yeah.
Is correct.
Just Florida straight up Florida fourth. No matter what.
Fourth. Yeah, I would have thought first.
Me too.
But no.
There's a place called Sun City in Arizona that sadly one of my friends from high school just moved into. So I'm going to say Arizona, which is just shocking.
Incorrect. Arizona. I thought that too, because being from there, you know how many people come for the summers.
Oh, my God. Yes.
I wanted to finish that sentence. Okay.
California. Why not? We're always number one.
California.
We rule. Yeah. Yes.
Is, sixth or something like that?
Yeah.
All right. So you got two right. You've had three guesses. You got three more guesses.
New York State.
New York State is correct. I wouldn't have gotten these.
I'm just thinking, you know, a lot of old folk.
In New York State, though?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Huh. Upstate New York, particularly.
Huh.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Now it gets hard. Now it gets rough. Now it's...
That's what she said.
That's what she didn't say. Man, oh, man. I'm going to go with Alaska because there's nothing to do up there. So I'm thinking there's a lot of retirees.
Alaska?
Yeah. I knew it.
Incorrect. You have one more guess.
Alabama.
Alabama. Why would you guess Alabama?
I don't know. It just seems like that might be a place to not safe sex.
I had to look, though, because it does make sense
right?
as a guess.
Right?
Number 10 is Massachusetts.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Massachusetts.
Number 9... I would have given you $1,000 if you got Connecticut.
Oh, really? Oh,
who would ever think?
Yeah. Huh?
Delaware is number 8.
Oh, Delaware. What? I mean, what is a Delaware?
Don't know.
That doesn't count. That's not a state.
Number 7 is California.
Yeah.
Number 6 is Georgia.
Georgia.
Number 5 is New Jersey.
Jersey in the house.
Number 4, Florida. Number 3, Maryland. Number 2, New York. Now, this is the amazing
what's
stat.
Number 1?
New York has 238 people per 100,000.
That have STDs.
238.
Over 55.
That's number 2.
That are over 55 yes. with STDs.
Number 1 has 4 times that.
Wow! Where is it?
District of Columbia.
Oh,
I don't know why or how, but
really?
They have 861
what is going
per 100,000.
Let's get it on, baby. Okay.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I have trouble saying words at times.
what? I don't know.
Sometimes sentences, you get started on the sentence.
Yep.
And you get lost. You forget a word. Or what? You don't even remember what the question was. You hope to keep building on it and dig your way out of it. Sometimes you just can't.
Why do you and I both have this issue?
I don't know.
And
for
why
sure.
did we choose radio?
I don't
as
know
a
for
result.
Sure.
I mean, it's really stupid.
That's
really.
A great question.
I can't really read out loud. Like someone hands me copy.
Right.
I can't do that.
Right.
That's
neither of us are good at
three quarters of this job.
Yeah, we're not good.
Here, read this horrible commercial. I can't. Lame.
This reporter is for a station in Texas, I believe in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And here's one of her criticisms first, and then we'll listen to the reporter.
Okay.
I'm an avid Fox 4 News viewer and have noticed that she stumbles through her words often. Would you shut up, Rhonda?
Wow.
I didn't know if her nerves just got the best of her or what. I'm honestly surprised she's still with Fox 4. We'll see how long that lasts.
So That's a nice viewer.
This is the reporter.
Friendly lady.
I had to turn it way up so you could hear it because it was some guy in his room taping it with his phone.
Oh, okay.
But she's trying desperately to get a number out.
Oh, no.
And I'm still not positive which one it is.
Clarice, the 54-year-old suspect is still in the Dallas County Jail this evening with $250,000, $250,000 bond.
What?
Wow.
Just happened.
The 54-year-old suspect is still in the Dallas County Jail this evening with $250,000 bond.
Wow, a quarter of a million $1,000.
That's it.
Listen, I have trouble
Same.
With those kind of things in particular.
I'm not making fun of her. I'm saying, hey, we're alike. I'm sorry for you.
And we could hire her here.
We really could.
Come on over. Hang out with Kevin and Sluggo. I did almost say Kevin and Bean.
Of course you did.
Because that's my job.
Yeah,
I can't do it. Hey, you like this song a lot, young Kevin.
Yes? I do.
It's
yes.
From Diamond Stier's Hello. It is Def Leppard. See, I can't talk. Diamond Dial Hello. From here to eternity on KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Sluggo and I were talking about this law that was passed in... Where is it? Montana? Against TikTok?
Oh, yeah. They've banned TikTok for all citizens of Montana. You may not use it. No. Hey, put that down.
A lot of people are worried about the data that it's a Chinese company.
It's a Chinese company.
Yes.
That makes sense. So they have access to your phone, which means all your everything on it, your banking, your contacts.
That's the fear, yes.
It just makes me want to go get TikTok because if it gets banned, I'm on board.
But the United States has a unique 50-state configuration where a lot of the stuff like this is done at the local level. So in Montana, it's illegal. Whatever state's next to it, fine.
This is so weird. I think that's one of the weirdest ones so far to ban that particular app.
Well, you haven't heard these yet. This some of the more interesting things that are still on the books that for some reason got put on the books someplace in the past.
Okay. Illegal in these United States of America?
Yes.
Okay.
It is illegal to drive blindfolded in Alabama. That's a law on the books.
You got to want to wonder what the story was behind it. Like, who did that? And where are they like, okay, you know what? We can't have this anymore. You guys got to stop.
This is a law in California. You can't wash your neighbor's car without permission.
That's probably a good idea, actually.
Why? What happened?
Exactly.
You can't drive a car in reverse on public roads in Arizona.
Well, I've done that.
Same.
I mean, I've absolutely done that.
I'm sure none of these are enforced because it's ridiculous.
Right.
Like, you're not allowed to drive a black car on a Sunday in Denver, Colorado.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ridiculous.
That's odd.
In Youngstown, Ohio, it's illegal to run out of gas.
You can never visit Youngstown?
I don't run out of gas, my friend. I get pretty close.
Pretty damn close. Now you got an electric vehicle. Have you run out of juice yet?
I have not. I've gotten down to about 9%.
Is that still part of the zero club?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
I've never tested it. The problem with the regular gas car is that I tested it.
Right.
Because you got to zero and I still had more juice.
Right. Oh,
so,
right.
Yeah.
Plus, you can also take a gas can and go get more gas. But where are you going to plug in if the freeway?
That's a bit of a problem.
Number two lane.
Despite the legal drinking age being 21 in America, there's a strange loophole. Students at a culinary school in Illinois can consume wine while underage if they spit it out. This is a weird thing about wine that I have learned. I went to a wine tasting one time.
Okay.
Just so that I could write down stuff I overheard people saying.
You know, he writes down a lot of stuff, man. I want to see your notes someday, dude.
And they have spit buckets.
Yeah.
Right. Yes, you taste it and you spit it.
What? Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do.
What?
And there's no way I would do that. I've never gone to one, but I would not be spitting out my wine. But so if you're underage.
Yes.
Oh, I accidentally swallowed. Oh, right. I accidentally swallowed.
I'm so sorry about that.
Oh, I'm darn it. I swallowed. Of course, if you're underage, you don't want to drink wine.
If you're overage, if you're old, bingo games have a 5-hour limit.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
In Vermont, women must get permission from their husbands if they want to get false teeth. The hell? What is happening?
No, Bertha, you stay toothless.
The state of New Mexico bans, and this is how it's written.
Okay.
Idiots.
Oh, New Mexico for the win!
From voting in elections. Still New Mexico.
Yeah, 100%. How do they enforce that?
They don't really.
Yeah.
They don't. But it is against the law if you're an idiot to vote.
I think that needs to go nationwide.
I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't be against that.
No.
That'd be pretty strong. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Let's talk about turn-ons and turn-offs. Instant turn-on and turn-offs.
Okay. All right.
I have seen many at Kings games because they put the camera on people.
Right.
When they're drinking beer.
Okay.
And the person has to finish. They tip it up and they have
chug it.
They chug the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I go, that's my type of woman right there.
The ones who do.
Yes.
Yeah, the ones she just slams it down, no problem.
Yes.
Can I get that number?
I mean, obviously, we're going to have to say for all of these examples, they're at least average looking and sort of your type.
Right.
Okay. But what is it that is an instant turn on for you?
Right.
I saw a tweet that somebody showed a little video, and it was a girl that was carrying 6 beer bottles to a table, and then she took 2 out of her bra. And it was like, this girl's for me.
I love her.
So we're going to take calls at 818-955-KLOS on instant turn-ons and turn-offs.
I have a friend named Lily, and she said she was starting to think that she was liking this guy she'd been spending some time with, and they were in line, a long line at a sporting event or whatever to buy some beer, and they were getting close to the line, you know, the end of the line, and she's like, hey, what do you think about just chugging our beers that we buy right now? And then buying another one at the same time, so 4 beers, and take the other 2 back to the seats. And he was instantly on board, and she's like, this guy is for me.
That's such a weird thing.
She's like, all right.
Specific thing.
So we're not going to come back and stand in line. We're going to chug these here right here at the counter.
And then you take four
yep.
back to the seats.
Yeah.
Pretty smart.
Yeah.
That's pretty smart. I was out with Marin
mm-hmm.
Early.
Right.
And we went out on a date, mm-hmm. and I had arranged for her to have her favorite cake.
Okay.
But then after we had dinner, we were going to go to this nightclub that was downstairs. And we're like, we can't bring a
cake downstairs.
Downstairs yeah, into lame. The nightclub.
Right.
It's one of those like secret nightclubs where you get it going through a candy machine.
Like the last, right. kind of thing. The last thing you want to do is be carrying
so we
cake
left
through.
It on a table that was okay. in the hotel that we were eating uh-huh. at, just at a public table.
Right.
And afterwards, we came back up, and I made a joke. I said, let's get the cake and take it home.
Yeah.
And she laughed, and she said she's going to the bathroom. And I went out to the car, and I thought, if she brings that cake,
I'm in.
That's my type of
really?
Woman.
Really? Yes. And she did.
She brought
woo! Yes! That's awesome.
So it's something specific and maybe weird
right.
that is an instant, this is my person.
Right.
This is my type of person. Right. Doesn't have to be your specific person, but your
no,
type
it's just,
of person.
No, you're just like, oh, I can hang with this person.
Yes.
I
drink
you...
two beers is a great one. Just chug two and take four back
yeah,
to the
seats.
Yeah,
you're not going to get in line again. It, you know you're going to finish it anyway.
Will that person do it? No.
Oh,
well,
forget
well, maybe
yeah,
that's not
know.
A great
we'll have a nice day.
So instant turn-ons yeah. and instant turn-offs at 818-955-KLOS. We are talking about instant turn-ons.
Yeah.
Maybe they didn't work out being your person, but you go, that's that right there, that's my
you
kind.
Give them
that's
an extra,
my kind of person.
Right.
Yes.
You give them an extra couple of weeks of hang maybe because they did or said whatever.
Something was an yeah. instant turn on.
Yeah.
What do you have?
Hey, a turn on?
Yes, please.
Listening to Curtis Whisper.
No, that's guy, a turn no, off.
This guy calls us every single week and asks for us to play Careless Whisper.
That's an immediate turn off.
And we always tell him no. And yet he calls. And no.
Yep.
Hope, is still the answer.
Hope springs eternal.
Bye. KLOS, hello.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Hi there. Instant turn on and turn offs.
About 2010 or so, I became single suddenly again, and I was hanging out at the bar that I went to every night. And a friend of mine introduced me to this girl, and you know, one day I said, hey, I just walked a bit with you. And she looked kind of surprised, so she went, wrote down her number, and gave it to me, and whispered in my ear, "I give good head."
Wow!
And, yeah.
Well, that better be a turn on, or there might be something physically wrong with you.
Damn it! And believe me, she did.
I believe it.
All right, I like it.
Yeah, right on.
Of course,
to
it's
the
an
point.
Instant turn on.
Yeah.
How about that?
Awesome. Thanks, dude.
KLOS, hello.
Hello. How are you doing?
Good. Instant turn-ons and turn-offs.
Back when me and my wife were dating, she had texted me that she wanted to come over to hang out.
Mm-hmm.
I told her I was going to be busy changing the oil on my car. And she said that was fine. I'll probably get there by the time you're done. 10 minutes, she was there, and she was helping me out doing the oil change.
Oh,
really?
Wow.
See, how about
that's
that?
Pretty cool.
That's a great move.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
All right.
That's how she became wifey.
And now she does it all by herself.
Just that one
go out
thing.
And change the oil, woman. Right on, dude. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Instant turn-ons. What do you got?
Now. Sports on tap on 95.5 KLOS.
Brought to you by the Tax Relief Advocates. Dodgers tried to shake off a drubbing at the hands of the Cards in St. Louis yesterday. Angels and Twins at the Big A. First pitch.
We are talking about instant turn-ons. From the opposite sex. You have one?
When I met my husband, he was showing his son how to work on his car. Like, taking the time to show his 9-year-old son to come in and work on the car and whatnot. So that was an instant turn on to me that he was teaching his son.
Yeah, he was taking the time to get his 9-year-old to understand it, whereas he probably could have done it much faster by himself.
Yeah, that's always the case.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, I like that.
No, that's very cool. Yeah.
Thank you.
All thanks, right. man.
Thank you.
There's a woman, by the way. KLOS, hello.
Hey there. Are you talking about instant turn-on?
Yes, we are.
We were making love. While we were, she started singing to me, "Good Lovin'." And I was kind of a deadhead at the time, and boy, she made come to life.
Ha!
Yeah.
So busting out a song is works for you.
Well, under those circumstances,
right.
it most certainly did.
She could have sung any song.
Is that true, or did it have to be Grateful Dead?
No. It just had to be apropos, and I felt
right.
that this was just perfect.
So she started singing like, I'm trying to think of something totally inappropriate.
Baby Got Back?
I like big butts and I cannot lie.
No, come on. Don't ruin a good time here, guys.
Well, that's radio for
you. That's
what
we do.
I like big butts and I cannot lie.
You know what? You are not an instant turn-on.
We've been told that many times. Right on, dude. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, we're talking about instant turn-ons.
Oh, instant turn-on. I like to see a girl's clavicles, her collarbones, her neck, like those off-shoulder sweaters, yeah. Off-shoulder dresses. Oh, so
okay.
Sexy.
Okay. Oh, never call us again.
Had that looked at.
Just kidding. I'm just kidding. Had that looked at. Oh, high heels, too. High heels. High heels.
All right.
High
take it easy. Hand check. Hand
beautiful.
Check. All right.
Got to talk to these guys about instant turn-ons. What's yours?
Yes. Sexy feet on women. Small, little, petite, sexy feet.
So, like, they go walking past you. You're at the airport, and you see them. You're like, I love her.
I know, there's something about it. We thought it was weird at one time, but now I can see their point. Guys looking at feet, yes, that's sexy.
I sort of get feet. I sort of get that. I do. Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Are you talking about instant turn-ons?
Yes, we are.
When a man slightly swiped his hand across my butt.
You mean like anyone? You don't know him?
No, I knew him.
Oh, okay. I thought you were inviting strangers.
That's what I was saying. Yeah. If anybody does that, that's a turn-on. Okay.
I'm going to go hang out at the park and see if anybody plays with my butt.
But that was, for me, that was a really big turn-on.
I gotcha. Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you.
So, like, the first time he did that, you were like, oh, I like this guy.
Hey.
Thank you.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Heyo.
Heyo.
So, going back to instant turn-ons. I don't know if I'm too...
No. Yeah, what do you got?
If she has a Black Sabbath tattoo.
Ha ha ha! There you go. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, like 100% Black Sabbath tattoo, Led Zeppelin tattoo.
Right on. Anything KLOS?
Oh, yeah. For
right
sure.
On, right on. Awesome. Thanks for calling. That's because KLOS rules. You know, that's all there is to it.
Is it?
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Any song that you would like to hear to get your weekend started right? It doesn't have to be something that we always play.
But it's got
to
be loud. It's got to be fast. It's got to be a party song.
Don't call us with any snooze fest songs.
No. What's that guy keep asking for all the time? I can't
Careless remember. Whisper.
Yeah, none of that.
Yeah, no. 818-955-KLOS.
Or hit us up. I'm Kevin and Slugger. It's AC/DC to start things.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Thank God it's freaking Friday, man.
Here? Freaking here.
Freaking green.
So, you know, I am so jazzed that I got tickets to go see Cheap Trick and the Tubes. The Tubes, I don't hear enough, and I would love to hear, what do you want from life?
I loved that N-I-N.
Yes.
That was bloody great.
Down in it was great.
Hell yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, yeah, can we hear Foreplay Long Time by Boston?
Checking with the judges.
Yes. Yes, we can.
Whew, that was a close one. Who's this? Who are you?
This is Christian.
All right, here you go.
Thanks, brother.
So, you know Stu, that guy Stu?
Yes, Stu.
Been wandering around KLOS since the dawn of time. Yeah, he's responsible for that little mix you just heard.
I do love that.
That's some good stuff that Stu does. That's amazing.
It's our old Request Fest, KLOS, hello.
Hey, I got one to start the weekend.
Yes.
Bad Country from Avenged Sevenfold.
It's the ARF, the All Request Fest, and it's brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino. You can win a 2023 Corvette C8 or up to $100,000 at Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel in May. Details are at yamava.com. You got to be 21 or older. Please gamble responsibly. Kaylee, are you out there? Kaylee, are you listening? Congratulations for graduating from San Bernardino. Kimberly's called to congratulate you, so the whole night is dedicated to you, Kaylee.
Well done.
Well done, you. So let's take another request, shall we?
KLOS, hello.
Hey, Kevin and Slugo.
Yo. It's our old Request Fest. What do you got?
Wonderful. Hey, I want to hear some Colt. I want to hear Wildflower.
Hi, are you?
We're good, thank you.
Happy Friday.
Yeah. Thank you. It's our old Request Fest.
And I'll listen to anything Ozzy.
Can you show me your lump?
You know, if you call and you ask for anything Ozzy, it seems pretty likely you're going to get on.
That's we do like to play Ozzy.
Sort of how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
It is the All Request Fest. Another thing is if you dare us to play something really out there.
Can you show me your lump?
Apparently Jenny would like to hear this next one. We're more likely to, right?
Is it Presidents of the United States of America?
Pot USA.
Can you show me your lump?
Pot USA.
Can you show me your lump?
We have that?
Weirdly.
Which song, Lump?
That's the one.
What? The All Request Fest. Does JD have tickets, chances this weekend to go to Vegas to see Billy Idol?
Yes. Yes, he does. He has more chances to, he's going to be playing a bunch of Billy Idol between noon and six on Saturday and Sunday and giving out more chances.
What a great show Billy Idol puts on.
That dude knows how to put on a damn live show.
Sure does.
Really, really cool. So that's with JD this Saturday and Sunday, noon to six. This is happening, the All Request Fest. Thanks to them, we got, what, like another half hour's worth of music?
Yeah.
All right. So let us know what you want to hear. 818-955-KLOS. Ken in West Hills asks for Molly Hatchet. More than happy to do that one.
955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. It's our All Request Fest.
And I got to say, there's something very familiar about this call. Hello, KLOS.
I want to hear One by Metallica. This is the third week I call. You guys don't play it.
Let's go four. Let's go four.
Yeah, week four, buddy, with that attitude. That new one from Wolfie doesn't kick off your weekend, and your weekend is just plain gonna suck. There's just nothing to it.
Put yourself down.
Mammoth WVH. That is another celebration at the end of the world, at the end of the All Request Fest.
It is time for what we learned. Sligo lost one American dollar. By not being able to guess the states, listen to this category, the states with the highest rate of STDs in the elderly.
And how dare you, sir, call anyone 55 plus elderly.
They do define elderly as 55 plus.
How dare you? And I don't know who they are. I'm not getting any. So. All right. I need to go home and pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you Monday. Peace out.
Oh, by the way.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Under You, that is another new one from the Foo Fighters from their perfectly titled album, But Here We Are. That is going to be out June 2nd, and you can actually pre-order right now. This is kind of cool. On Sunday, the Foo Fighters are going to be doing a free global streaming event. They're going to be playing a bunch of new songs, some of the new performances. Got behind-the-scenes footage of putting everything together, and they say a few surprises.
Fantastic.
It's going to start at 12 noon here in Los Angeles. 12 noon, the Foo Fighters at Veeps. You can watch it at Veeps. Find them on social media for more details. Elton John released the album that would become his first number one U.S. album on this day in rock in 1972. The one with Rocket Man on it, Honky Chateau. So Peter Gabriel released his fifth solo album, the one called So, on this day in rock. That's the one with Sledgehammer on it, on 1986. Remember the Homer Palooza episode of The Simpsons featuring Cypress Hill and Peter Frampton and Smashing Pumpkins? That happened on this day in rock in 1996.